Recently, the Navy successfully tested an unmanned jet with takeoffs and landings on conventional runways. The plane, dubbed X-47B, is bigger and faster than other drones. Now the Navy is moving to test whether unmanned fighter-sized jets could safely operate off of aircraft carriers. We got details from Captain Jamie Engdahl, the Navy's program manager for the Unmanned Combat Air Systems demonstration.
The Navy Unmanned Combat Air System is a program to demonstrate the operation of a fighter-sized unmanned aircraft in a carrier environment. So we're demonstrating several key technologies for the Navy on the program. And the X-47B is an X-plane designed from the ground up as a carrier demonstration aircraft, and to demonstrate the autonomous operations around the carrier in the carrier control area, unmanned carrier launch, recovery, and deck operations, and then also operation of a tailless, low observable relevant vehicle. And then closing up the program in 2014, we're demonstrating autonomous aerial refueling with unmanned vehicles.
We hear a lot about unmanned vehicles like this, but this one can take off and land on an aircraft carrier. Why is that so important?
Well, the carrier environment is a very harsh, different from standard runways, you know, very short, very limited space on the ship, saltwater corrosive environment, uncontrolled, and like I said, tight quarters for aircraft movement, in addition to the kind of severe landings and the high forces for catapult launch. So there's a very unique type of vehicle that can operate in that that environment. The entire premise of the program is to show that we can take UAVs. You know, we have Predator, Global Hawk, a lot of defense programs that operate from standard runways, but we have not yet demonstrated the capability for an aircraft to launch and recover from the carrier.
Now, it sounds like a big factor for this experiment is the fact that it's a jet, and so it's much faster than the propeller-driven drones we're used to. Does the speed that it would be coming in at make the whole issue that much more difficult?
Well, I think that we don't really, except for the E-2, we don't operate propeller-driven aircraft off the aircraft carrier. And I think that really it ends up for a for low observable aircraft, it's going to be a jet. And then for a combat vehicle, it needs to have operational speed. So that's the reason why it's designed that way. But that this vehicle is designed to operate essentially seamlessly around all the jets in the carrier. So I think by definition it's matched with the F-18s and the EA-6Bs and all of the jets on the carrier. There's really not that big of a decision about between propeller and jet on the carrier.
Explain to me some logistics. So logistics for the layman, if you will, and that is the person who was actually operating or piloting this unmanned vehicle would be on the carrier or somewhere else, and just like almost like it's a video game, using a joystick and watching where it goes. How does that work?
When I talk about autonomous capability, that's one of the very unique things about this aircraft, is that it is designed not as a drone that has a stick and a throttle, that's flown like a normal aircraft with a camera, but that it is you push the launch button and it off a shore base, then it does its own takeoff, and it follows its mission plan. So at this point, the mission operator For all the carrier operations, the launches and the recoveries, and any kind of work inside of the carrier control area. The operator is actually in the mission operator station on the carrier.
We're speaking with Captain Jamie Engdahl, the program manager for Unmanned Combat Air Systems Demonstration at the Navy. And is there any early reaction from the people that fly the manned jets often onto carriers? What do they think about being joined kind of shoulder to shoulder by a robot?
Well, this is very early technology development. So we really haven't, this is not a challenge between manned and unmanned vehicles. In fact, that's because it's an X program, it's really just now demonstrating that we can do this. And that's a real challenge. And then it gives us effectively the same capability as operating a manned aircraft off the aircraft carrier, forward naval presence, projecting power ashore from an aircraft carrier. The difference is that the UCAVs or unmanned combat air vehicles bring us the ability to conduct some of the dull, dirty, and dangerous missions, some of the very long ISR missions that are a little less desirable for manned aircraft. The X-47B and PMA-268, the Navy Unmanned Combat Air System program, is we're rewinding back just to demonstrate that that the operations are possible from an aircraft carrier.
And you mentioned a tailless, low observable aircraft. What's that?
If you've seen pictures of the X-47B, it has a very unique structure. It has a what we call a cranked kite planform, and it's kind of a delta wing. And the challenge to get that type of an aircraft aboard the aircraft carrier is what we're demonstrating. And the fact that it does not have a vertical tail for in close control on the aircraft carrier. So what we are doing is not producing an LO, a low observable aircraft, but we're looking at the low observable relevant shape and an air vehicle without a vertical tail to see how it works and how we can manage that in and around the carrier and with the recovery. And we're also demonstrating some of the maintenance and logistics capabilities of maintaining a low observable vehicle on the flight deck, because that's slightly different than your classic aircraft.